another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in my new studio. Thank you for joining us for this maiden voyage. For stations just joining us, the dollar is plunging in value. Bloomberg reports the public is finding out about the full level of the Wall Street Ponzi scheme that has stolen over 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. Mainstream news everywhere. I have a stack here of, well, I just printed off five articles. Scientists back brain drugs for healthy people. They're saying put the entire population on Ritalin and Prozac. They're claiming they're brain boosters now. It's like a vitamin. Deadly poison, amphetamines, and psychotropics. So I'm going to be getting into that. The Marines have been very, very deceptive with us about checkpoints they've been running. So have the CHIP department with the Marine Corps checkpoints against the U.S. citizens. Out in California, they promised they would come on the show today. They're being quite rude to Aaron Dyson, saying no now. So we're going to have Aaron come up in the next segment with a local blogger who's been reporting on all of this. Let me go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, you know, we've known about the private Federal Reserve. You've known about them for three decades. I've known about them for, since I first read None Dare Call a Conspiracy, hard to believe, now 20 years ago, and then got involved 13 years ago. These are evil bankers. They overthrow third world countries all the time. The minute they're able to get a dictatorship or corrupt military into a country, they loot it, they blow out the currency, they steal everything. They want to destroy economies to consolidate. And that's why I'm freaking out. They've set it up here. They've taken their time. They're doing it in Europe and in the United States. They do not like middle class. They do not like you doing well. They have stolen your retirements. Most retirements are, down by 60%. Your annuities are down. They're not going to be able to meet a lot of the annuities. It's already happening. And Ted Anderson just offered you, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the gold deal when gold was $100 less than it is now. He made a huge buy of 15 coins. He's down to only two coin groups, the sovereigns and, of course, the European francs that are uncirculated, gorgeous, that he bought when the market was $100 lower. You cannot beat this deal. Ted, briefly give them the price, and then tell us about the creature from Jekyll Island.
Yeah, the price on the British sovereign currently right now is at 242. That's the same price as I was offering when gold was at 740. Francs are at 195 as well. The creature from Jekyll Island thing, Alex, 12 years ago, I was on your show, KJFK. We're talking about creatures from Jekyll Island. We're putting silver dollars in the cover, and $19.95 was the price. That was the price that you buy it without the silver dollar. Well, now they're $29.95. The silver dollars have gone up by triple, and I'm still charging the same thing, $19.95. Why do I do it? Because I want people to understand this system. You have to understand the system in order to attack it. If you want to cut this system off at the knees, you need to understand the machine and how it works.
Bottom line, folks, when the yuppies find out this has happened, you won't be able to buy gold and silver unless it's at a 500% premium. A lot of analysts are talking about $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 an ounce. I don't know if that's going to happen. With a few percentage of the yuppies finally finding out they've been scammed, most gold and silver is sold out everywhere still, and the price has gone up over $140 in the last 2 weeks. It's going straight back up. Buy now. You're buying at 2 weeks ago's prices. You're buying at the price from 2 weeks ago because Ted buys it then and passes on the savings, 800-686-2237. Ted, in closing, as fast as things are imploding right now, how soon do you think until we've got bank runs and riots? You know, Salente and others, the news is predicting that.
Well, we're already seeing some of that now, but like I say, what I predict, by the time this year is over, I should say the year 2009 is over, we're going to experience inflation, bank runs, we're going to have the whole thing. It's going to be happening to us. Bloomberg right now is pointing it out. Just about every institution out there is pointing that direction. And you can see it happening. With the United States government doesn't have money. It has a printing press, and it's using it at full speed, and what do you think is going to happen to the value of the currency that's out there? It's going to get liquidated, liquefied, and the value is going to go right straight into the toilet.
Make no mistakes, things are going to get crazy. Take advantage of this deal. Ted, in the last few months, you've offered deals you never offered. Is this as good or better than any deal you've ever offered?
It most certainly is, because gold keeps going up. I'm able to buy it, and it just shoots up.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you, Ted.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The local California Highway Patrol station held a highly questionable DUI license checkpoint Friday night. When they announced the checkpoint, they said they'd be doing it along with military police. Z1077 ran an editorial reminding the CHP about federal laws prohibiting the military from enforcing civilian laws. At about 11:30 Friday morning, we received a fax from the local CHP office announcing the action would not include military police. Also, by law, to avoid entrapment, the CHP is required to provide the location of the checkpoint to the media at least 2 hours prior. They did provide Z1077 with a phone number to call at 7 p.m. to get the location, but, defense lawyers take note, no one ever answered the phone. To add insult to injury, when the CHP held the checkpoint in front of the Home Depot in Yucca Valley, they did indeed include marked military police cars, as well as uniformed military police.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, the local newspaper, the local news talk station, the local news blogs all witnessed and reported on the Marines. And what happened, basically to recap this, is they sent out a fax on December 10th. This is up on Infowars.com, Chip News. And this has the phone number and the seal of the California Highway Patrol. You can contact Officer Rob McLeod, 760-356-3707. And it says, CHIP to conduct sobriety license driver checkpoint. And it goes on to say, the Basin Office of the California Highway Patrol, CHIP, in conjunction with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department and the U.S. Marine Corps Military Police, will conduct a joint sobriety checkpoint on Friday, December 12, 2008, somewhere in the unincorporated area of San Bernardino County. Hundreds and hundreds of square miles. And then it goes on to say, Lieutenant Sturgis emphasized traffic volume permitting all vehicles, like Nazi Germany, will be checked for drivers who are under the influence of alcohol and or drugs or driving unlicensed. So everyone, no Fourth Amendment, no presumption of innocence, no due process, no reasonable. If a cop sees you swerving down the road, I hope they pull you over. That is probable cause. No, just everybody's a slave. Our objective is to send a clear message to those individuals that break the law. The CHP will be keeping a close eye out for you. And it says the sobriety driver's license checkpoint will be operated from 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. The media may contact the Barstow Dispatch Center at 760-255-8700 on December 12, 2008 after 7 p.m. for the exact location of the checkpoint, because they claim with a Supreme Court ruling they have to tell you where it is, so it's not, quote, entrapment. The whole thing's a violation of the Bill of Rights. And we first learned about this from a story from Ben Holstrom, and his story in the Cactus Thorns blog was posted in another blog. And then we made phone calls to the CHIPs, we made phone calls to the Marines, and did confirm that the reports were true. Then I called the radio station and confirmed it was true. And Friday, we put a report out with Kurt Nemo about this at InfoWars.com, and people went in the comment page and said, it's not real, we're making it up. It didn't matter if I posted three videos of myself and others videotaping Marines at similar checkpoints in North Carolina and other places and walking up with guns and telling people turn their cameras off, coming over to somebody probably 200 yards away from them running checkpoints and saying, turn your camera off. But the public still engages in denial because the public knows this is third world tyranny. This is police state. Now we have the Army Times announcing 20,000 regular Army troops, combat troops from Iraq to patrol America. We post links to the stories. People say we're lying. You have to stop living in denial. This is happening. Now, I want to bring up Ben Holstrom here in just a moment. But there's been a new development, and don't worry, Ben, you were scheduled till 15 after, but the Marines have canceled, so I'm going to hold you till 45 after if you can do it. And I'm going to have Aaron Dykes, who's doing some producing for us, on the phone. Yesterday, he set the Marines up for today at this time, at about 12:08 Central Standard Time, p.m., today, they kind of got in his face and said, no, we're not coming on the show. So Aaron Dykes isn't in studio with us. He's over at the old studio calling in. We're closing down things and moving out of that office. So he's over there calling in via telephone. Aaron Dykes also writes for InfoWars.com and is the editor of JonesReport.com. Aaron Dykes, tell me exactly what happened.
Hi, Alex. Well, quite simply, I called Gunnery Sergeant Chris Cox yesterday. He's the press relations officer for the Marines in San Bernardino County. He agreed to come on the show today, and today I called an hour before, as you usually would with any guest, to confirm he's coming on, and he told me, no, I'm not coming on. I said, but you agreed to come on. He said, yes, I did agree, but now I'm busy. Don't you ever get busy? I'm not coming on. And he also gave me a backup officer named Humbertson, and he told me he was also unavailable, and that they would be in an emergency operations training and would no longer come on the show. And they also declined to come on at any other time.
Now, they can't claim they didn't know who we were, so now they found out they're refusing. When you called up yesterday, tell folks about that conversation.
Well, I called up. Originally, I called actually on Sunday during your KLBJ show, so that's how I was originally identifying myself. Although, as you know, all the websites are run together, Infowars.com, Prison Planet. And he obviously had already found out who we were. He knew about Kurt Nemo's article. In fact, he claimed he was censored in the posting, that he tried to leave a response correcting all the disinformation, supposedly, that was in Kurt Nemo's article. Although I don't see that comment. And as you know, unless you call for violence or something radical like that, no comments are ever censored in InfoWars, and I don't see them in either of Kurt and
Well, I'm glad you bring this up, and then we're going to shift gears and go to Ben Holstrom. We upgraded a year ago, or I guess 9 months ago, InfoWars.com, so people could comment with WordPress. We went from HTML, Dreamweaver, to WordPress. We are going to hire more web people. Kurt Nemo was a great writer, great researcher, better at web than all of us, but we hired programmers to make the system where people can comment, and I can't comment from my house. No one knows why. I can't comment sometimes at other places. I can comment here at the InfoWars office with the computers here. Sometimes when I post a comment, it doesn't go up, and we don't know why. So if you're a WordPress genius, and we've tried to hire programmers to fix it, I mean, this is another side issue, but I'm really, you know, we try to provide this. Now, I've been told by some of the WordPress guys it is because we are censoring words, and we have to. The Secret Service has been here twice, that's when the problem started. But there's only things in there like, shoot Obama. That is blocked because, you know, we can't have the Secret Service here. The N-word is banned. Cussing isn't even banned. We try to keep it to the most limited words so that it doesn't slow the program down when it's having to check for that. But no, there's not a person sitting there censoring your post. It has problems, and that is the issue. But, Aaron, are you saying you went into WordPress and looked for blocked post or something and didn't see his?
Yeah, in fact, I've looked at Kurt Nemo's original story that I think was posted Sunday night or Monday morning. And I've also checked the updated story. I don't see anything from anyone claiming to be a Marine in San Bernardino, much less Gunnery Sergeant.
Well, I mean, there's Marines in there saying they want to kill us and that we're scum and they can't wait to kick our teeth in. They're not being censored.
No, and I'm not sure if he's making up that he posted something. Obviously, we'd be happy to post any response they give us. That's one of the reasons we invited them on air, but they've refused to come on.
Yeah, let's do that. Call them back and say, look, you email to Aaron@InfoWars.com, whatever you want on there. Now, we'll have our comments after it, but you go ahead and you send us anything you want, and we will post it unedited. So anything you don't want posted, don't send it. You send it. The Marine Corps sends me their side of the story. We want their side of the story. Believe me, we want it because I want to catch him in more deceit. And the reason I say deceit is we have the California Highway Patrol here saying that the Marines were going to be out there. Then they told the media, no, they won't be out there. And then the Marines were out there. And these checkpoints are ongoing throughout Christmas into the new year. I called one Marine Corps group over the weekend. They answered and said, well, I can't talk about those operations, but yes, we're doing them. You've got to talk to this person. Then that person never called back. Then they said, well, we're not really doing it. Well, we're out there training. Well, yes, we are doing it. So there's been all sorts of going sideways here, basically, is the nicest way to put it, Aaron.
I agree, and it's good you brought that up. One of the side issues is that Gunnery Sergeant Cox claims the Marine operation was a one-time deal only on December 12th. And if it's true that those are ongoing, then that's very deceptive and may be breaking that entrapment clause. I don't know if that's going on.
Well, they certainly are breaking it because they wouldn't tell the media where it was located. But
yeah,
they're playing games like we're in Basra and we're an enemy force of Shiites. I mean, it's military deception, and I'm sick of it. And you know what? Gunnery Sergeant Cox and Humbertston, I don't know why you guys are scared to come on here. They're probably not scared. They've probably been told by higher-ups not to come on.
That's possible. It's never certain. But I'm not sure what kind of public relations officer has to run off for, quote, emergency training after he's agreed to do an interview.
All right. Aaron, call him back. Challenge him to give us their side of the story. It can be two paragraphs. It can be 10 pages. And tell him we will post it unedited, okay?
All right, I will. Thanks, Alex.
Good job. Okay, I appreciate our next guest holding. And we'll go to Ben Holstrom when we get back after this quick break here on the GCN Radio Network. So there you have it, the local newscast, the Marines, the press release from the state police. There are Marines outrunning checkpoints against U.S. citizens, period. Period. It's going on. Stop denying it.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling, free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
He's over at the Cactus Thorn blog. He helped get this story out. It is confirmed by the Czech police, by the Marines. But I wanted to get his take. This is a citizen out in California, there in this county, in San Bernardino County, to give us his take on how the locals are responding to this. The News Talk station told us that around 80% of the calls and emails they were getting are against the Marines out at these checkpoints. What are the locals saying to you on the ground?
Okay, good morning from chilly blue skies in the desert in 29 Palms.
Good morning.
People I talk to are very concerned. And last Saturday, I called the CHP. I'm trying to get a hold of Public Affairs Officer McLeod. And I was told by the dispatcher, well, you can call him after 1 o'clock. I wanted to know where the checkpoint was going to be. And I said, well, that's public information. She said, call back later. You can get that. I call back at 7 o'clock. I get an answering machine that says you have to call back during regular business hours. So this morning, about a half hour ago, I spoke with, Public Affairs Officer McLeod. I asked him what he has to say about a violation of the Constitution of the posse comitatus that some constitutional law experts say is a clear, blatant violation. He says there is no violation of that at all, so they steadfastly hold to that view. I asked him if this is going to be ongoing, and he said, well, they may review if there's enough of a public outcry. But I was told earlier that it was just during the Christmas holidays. I asked the officer what the rules of engagements were for the military in a civilian setting. He said he did not know.
That's right. They're going out to engage the American people, shutting down highways, literally demanding ID, staring at people, violating their Fourth Amendment with no due process, with no presumption of innocence. Now, you know, Napoleonic, guilty until proven innocent. There is literally no probable cause, and they won't even tell you what the rules of engagement are. Now, I've talked to some locals that have told me, but they're scared to come on air. The news talk station said that the military police were out there, that they do carry firearms, but that his news reporters didn't pay attention to whether they were wearing sidearms or not. In fact, I just remembered, we need to go ahead and call the news station back, and the news director said he would talk to his host, his reporters, and find out. But that is even more important. Did they have firearms out there? Do you have any word on this, Ben?
Well, you mentioned Public Affairs Officer Chief at the Marine Corps Base, Gunny Sergeant Cox. I again spoke with Sergeant Cox this morning. I had a kind of a long conversation with him last Friday, and I asked him if the Marines were going to be armed, and the conversation turned towards, he said that this is training only. I asked if it was ongoing. He said it is a one-shot deal just that Saturday. However, he did add that if the opportunity arises and they do have a need to learn from the experts, that is the police, the CHP, that they are going to learn, you know, and as much as they can. I ask what he says about the constitutional violation of the posse comitatus, and the Marines' position is it is not a constitutional violation. Sergeant Cox was very clear this is for training only.
So you're getting a lot of double talk from the supposedly honorable Marines. They promised to come on the show and then say, no, we're not coming on now, and don't give a reason, basically. And then you call up and say, is this a one-shot deal? The press releases say they're going to be out there till the new year. And now they're saying, no, we won't be out there, but maybe we'll be out there if we think we need to go out and train. This is not training. They originally said in the press release this will be assisting the state police and the county police.
Well, I would be interested in knowing what the official CHP position is up in Sacramento, the Sacramento headquarters, if they're aware of this.
Well, Arnold's daddy ran checkpoints picking people up to go to the death camps all over Austria. He was an SS captain, so I'm sure Arnold's all for it, yeah. Did you know that about the governor's daddy?
Yeah, I knew he was an SS officer. I didn't know he was out picking, rounding people up.
No, that's what he did. Yeah, they ran checkpoints.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
Hey, it just gets better and better. What comes around goes around. Stay there, my friend. Can you do a few more minutes with us?
Oh, sure.
Okay, stay there. I want to pick your brain a bit more with Ben for the Cactus Thorn blog. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Hi, this is Steve Shank. The spirit of America is independence. The greatest gift of independence is food. Over one-third of Americans can't afford to buy food and pay their other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super food supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. That's safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. Gift certificates are available for shipments that will not arrive by Christmas. Food is the gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The U.S. Marine Corps has overthrown scores of third world nations of the banking cartel. Major General Smedley Butler in line to be the Commandant of the Marine Corps, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, was approached by Prescott Bush, the Harrimans, and others in 1935 to overthrow the United States with the U.S. Marine Corps and bring us in to a new world order. He played along with the plan long enough to find out the details, brought it to Congress. Some of the people got arrested. They had congressional hearings. But Prescott Bush, the Harrimans, and others were too big to take to jail. So they swept it under the rug. Again, we're not against the Marine Corps, but I am against what it's been turned into. And I've been telling you that I've shot video. It's in my Road to Tyranny. It's in Police State 2000. Marines running illegal checkpoints, arresting people, not training, real action. These are covert operations. Now, this operation, no doubt, is to condition the public to accept troops on the streets, and the media has announced that. Secretary of Defense Gates has said the Army and other branches of the service will be out, quote, helping with DWIs, helping at car wrecks, with the jaws of life. So the PR of the Army's here, the Marine Corps here, they're flying hurt children in car wrecks to the hospital. Why, you're not against flying hurt children to the local medical center, are you? We need troops. Oh, they're helping with the drunks. Oh, they're helping fight insurrection. They're helping fight the American people. That is now officially in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in the Army's and the Pentagon's own press releases. This is happening. It's un-American. It's dangerous. Talking to Ben, who writes under the pen name Branson Hunter, one of the first to speak out against this. Now it's mainstream news. They're in California, confirmed. We have the press releases by the state police listing the Marines as taking part. Ben, continuing with any other observations you have, anybody else you talk to, and again, specifically what locals are saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I first heard of this from, just a clarification, from Gary Daniel, his talk show, Z1077 FM. That's where I first heard about it, and I did a little research and blogged it, and people are not happy about this. It doesn't matter, you know, what side of the political fence that they are on. Many people I've speak to said it's going to be extremely intimidating. And one of the questions that I have is the rules of engagement for the military. You know, you can see different scenarios out there. In California, we have the two strikes and you're out. If a person has two felony convictions, the third time it's life. So, you know, if there's criminals out there driving a stolen car or if they're wanted, they are not going to come easy. So if there's a fracas out there, is the military going to go to the aid of the CHP? I would think so. You know, what if there's a firefight? That happens. You know, Alex, there's another thing I think you would want to know about. Can I tell you about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, actually, it's two things. The U.S. Marine Corps base, Marine Corps Air and Ground Combat Center, they have 598,400 acres. It's the largest Marine Corps base in the world. Now they've got word from the Pentagon that they're going to expand 400,000 more acres. At the present time, 29 Palms Marine Base is five times the size of Camp Pendleton. This is rumor only. It's been floating around for a couple of years that Camp Pendleton is looking to close down. They may close down, or they're reconnoitering about the possibility of doing that because of the extreme costs for the leases. If so, they could possibly move out here to 29 Palms. The Marine Corps Air Base at Miramar, this has been floating around for about 3 years, is going to be moving up here. Whether that's true or not, I do not know, but we're all aware of that Marine jet that fell from the sky and landed on a house in San Diego, killing four people, including one small child. I don't think the Marine PR people here are really in the loop in terms of knowing what's going on, what's coming down from the Pentagon.
Well, I agree with you. Listen, they can spin this all day and claim, well, we want to stop drunk Marines on the road. You know, don't you want to stop drunks? We don't need the Army. We don't need the Navy. We don't need the Marine Corps, the Air Force on the streets of the U.S. And I remember a decade ago getting footage from a listener and then calling and confirming that in San Antonio, in downtown San Antonio, and this has happened many times, they have military police from the Air Force out writing tickets, arresting U.S. citizens. They call the police over. They then aid them. And we had it on video, and then I would call the Air Force base, and they'd say, no, they're only out there looking for drunk military people. But then we had the footage of them actually going after citizens, and that was later confirmed. So there's a lot of deception involved in all of this. And if people forget, it was in 2002, and the papers in North Carolina all reported on it. WorldNet Daily reported on it. It's in my film Road to Tyranny. The articles, we mentioned it briefly, but we should pull that up and repost that and point out one of the other dangers. In one of these drills they were doing around North Carolina, of the military practicing to take over local cities, in two separate cases, in one drill, one guy was shot, one guy was shot and killed. The U.S. Special Forces came up on police at checkpoints and tried to disarm the police, thinking they were part of the drill, and the officer shot and killed one of them. In another case, only wounded the Special Forces person that was being tested. So the point is, this drilling in the streets is dangerous, even if it's a drill. But they're admitting this isn't a drill. This is the Marines out, quote, assisting with the local sheriff's department and state police And we know the government wants to get rid of that membrane, that wall, that bulkhead, that separation between the military and police. We know they've militarized the police. They call themselves a paramilitary force. Mayors, governors, city council, police, firemen call us civilians. They've changed that nomenclature, and the police don't know why that's happened. Let me tell you, they're getting you ready to go under federal control, as is spoken of in PDD 51, and now the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and of course, the new Pentagon directive by Gates put out 3 weeks ago on November 24th that clearly states the governors are now under federal control. So this is just absolutely off the charts. Tell folks about your blog, because you did a great report, made a lot of phone calls, made a lot of great points, did a lot of research. We might want to have you write about national issues at InfoWars.com. You're the kind of guy we're looking for, Ben, writing under the name Branson Hunter. I apologize for not using your pen name, because I really like the report you did that I saw reposted on another blog. So, again, we just commend you.
Well, thanks, Alex. Well, the blog has been around for quite some years. It's run and operated by, it's a host blog by a local communications engineer. And I think about 8 or 9 months ago, he decided to open that up where anybody can have their own blog there. I mean,
No, that's good. Tell us your blog address, please.
Okay, it's 29 Palms, well, excuse me, it's vote29palms.com. And that will give you the host blog. If you just scroll down, you can find it there.
You'll find the Cactus Thorn blog. But, I mean, you did first-class reporting, made the calls, posted the link to Posse Comitatus, gave people the feeling of what was happening locally, and also reported on the local news talk station doing that. So if you ever want to submit any articles to InfoWars.com with a link back to your blog page, Ben, writing under Branson Hunter, we would love to work with you, because I really love the first-class job you did, and we'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Okay, Alex, just a couple of quick more things. Could I point something out to you?
Sure. While you're doing that, go ahead and get my next guest on just for the network. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Part of the expansion is the Marine Corps is building a combat city covering 280 acres. That's roughly the size of San Diego. It's going to feature an Olympic-sized soccer stadium, hospitals, airport, a large marketplace, prisons, police compounds, schools, industrial centers, extensive underground tunnel systems, and two embassies.
Oh, yes. This is your concentration camp angle that you cover on your blog. And, of course, KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, admits that they've built $500 million worth of new camps. They've refurbished the old World War II camps right outside Austin. They have one. These have all been reopened. It's been in the Houston Chronicle, San Francisco Chronicle, Chicago Tribune. The public is still in denial. And, now the Marines can lie or be deceptive, like with lawyer doublespeak, and say, well, you know, this is for overseas, but yes, it is dual training. But I've been to the urban warfare training in cities on video. Most of the training is for the United States. In the mock interrogations I videotaped in Oakland, in California, they were saying, "Where are you from?" "I'm from San Francisco." "Where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the weapons?" They were practicing fighting the American people. Go ahead and finish your point.
Okay, another issue on this expansion is there's a public outcry in what's called Wonder Valley. It's just right outside of 29 Palms East. East of 29 Palms, Wonder Valley is open desert for 115 miles. So Wonder Valley, there are a lot of old residents there, and that just butts right up against the southern portion of the Marine Corps base.
I understand, but the issue here is what's going on with this bizarre facility they're building. I'm told it looks like a sports stadium.
Well, it's a full-size Olympic soccer stadium. What is that for?
Well, they use those in Iraq as re-education centers. No, I'm not kidding,
I think
sir.
The American people should be concerned about that. And doing their combat training over residential homes outside of the base, and they're flying very low helicopters over people's houses. And
No, they're aggressively letting everybody know they're in control under NORTHCOM. We are now a military jurisdiction. And for those in closing that don't know, we're going to have you back on again about this because I need to go to another guest, and this is so important. I'd forgotten to get to that facet of this whole story. They are practicing to take over the United States. They are in top-off drill 1 and 2. Top-off 2 was in Denver. They practice using the Denver Broncos Stadium as a mass detainment facility for the American people. We saw what they did at the Superdome in New Orleans with the gun confiscation, so you're absolutely right. Please get us some video and photos of these and post them on your blog. We would love to link to them. And again, I'll be in contact. We'll have you back up for a part 2, okay?
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for all your efforts and your work. We really appreciate that.
Well, Ben, if you've got more to say, I don't have any guests on in the last hour. Do you want me to call you back the last 10 minutes of the show to finish up with the FEMA camp?
Oh sure. Actually, I do have more to say if you have time.
Okay. Well, we'll call you back in an hour and a half, okay?
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you. There he goes. Again, confirm Marines running checkpoints all over that county in California and then getting very belligerent with us after they promised to come on and then refusing. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, for the rest of this hour, and then we have Wayne Madsen coming up, and we're going to get into how close we came to war with India and Pakistan. George Bush drunk in the White House, the police state. You know, he formerly worked for the NSA. That's coming up. But I wanted to bring up the balance of this hour, Steve Shank, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, almost 28 years, where I've chosen to get my storable food. No MSG, no GMO, highest quality. There's a lot of fly-by-nighters. Folks, you want to get it from this source. This is who we vetted, who we believe in, and they have the best price because they are the biggest bulk manufacturer, producer of the food, so they can give you the best deal. I mean, a lot of storable foods companies actually buy their food from the J. Michael Stevens Group. With so much happening in the world and with what's happening with the economy and all these Ponzi schemes going on with the bankers and the brokerage firms, now more than ever, don't wait. We need to get prepared and self-sufficient to take care of our families. He also has great water filtration systems, preparedness videos, and so much more at efoodsdirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. And he also is our biggest sponsor and makes this show possible, so we like to have him up every few weeks. Steve, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, I'm glad to be aboard, Alex. How you been?
And busier than a one-legged man in a you-know-what contest.
Or a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Well, I tell you what, Alex, the food issue is continuing to escalate. One of the things that a lot of people are being lulled to sleep over is the gas prices are going down. Everyone had assumed that that would affect food prices because of transportation costs and things.
But the news reports food is skyrocketing.
Absolutely. They are not connected. In fact, the gas issues, another prediction, either after the holidays or at minimum after the election or after the inauguration, we will see gas prices skyrocketing even worse than they did before.
I hope you're wrong about that, but most analysts agree. But according to our sources, that's not going to be the case, but regardless, the economy itself is in cardiac arrest.
Well, absolutely, and you know, this Salente came out and made the statement that by 2012 we'll have food rioting.
Now he's revised that. He's saying by bank runs by next year, and go ahead.
And very, very probably we will have food rioting in various parts of the country sooner than that, because right now we're very close to between 35% and 40% of the population, when they go to the grocery store, have to decide whether to buy food or to pay their other bills that are required of them. It's getting very, very serious. One of the things that we had done, and we announced this on your program to begin with, Alex, is this reinstatement of the holiday supply this year, which has more food in it and is a better price, significantly less expensive than half the cost of last year's groceries. And people are ordering those like crazy. One of the things with the cash flow in families being so severely hampered at this point, and in their extended families, what we've just implemented, and we wanted to announce it today just so that people would be aware of it, is a layaway program where people can set aside food while it's available. One of the things, you know, in most store situations and layaways, you set it aside so you can make monthlies on it and break the cost of it down. Well, that's of extreme value to people. But more important right now is being able to tie up the food, more food with less money. Everyone that is ordering food right now tells us that if they could afford it, they would really like to order much more than what they're ordering. So we've implemented a 30-day, 90-day, and 6-month layaway program where people can break the cost of it down. But more important, if they have enough funds for one-year supply, they can now lay away 3 of them and with that same amount of money, and then break the cost of it down over the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and 6 months. This is going to be a real boon to people being able to tie up food. It's almost like getting an option, but you still own the food and get it shipped out as soon as it's paid for.
EFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you forget the site. We'll come back, give you the phone number, and tell you about some of the food packages they've got and how high quality this food is. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of photo blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. 9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Wayne Madsen coming up, talking to Steve Shank of the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. Steve, before we run out of time, tell folks about the food itself and specifically what they're getting, and then give them the phone number.
Okay. The food is dried, of course, but it's exactly the same food that you're eating every day. the fruits and vegetables, dairy products and all. The only difference is that none of it is genetically altered and none of it's imported from Mexico or particularly China. And the fact is that you can't get any E. coli or salmonella poisoning from it for the simple reason that it's dried and it's completely safe. But the main thing is that you cook with this just like you would straight out of the garden. And it's just food that you are used to eating. And the main difference is that if you will go on the food and start using it right now, which we hadn't told people to do, Alex, in the past, but if they start using it right now, this can be a major factor in making it financially right now for a high percentage of our population.
People who bought it when food was a lot less, they can now use the food.
Absolutely. And people that are buying it right now are buying it for half the cost of what they'd have to pay for groceries. But the 800 number for those that aren't computer savvy is 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And on the web, it's efoodsdirect.com. And there's plenty of information, instructions, and guidance and support for the people that are trying to put their families together and keep them together during these hard times.
And there's a bunch of videos, by the way, about the food and the quality of the type of foods there are, the different packages available up on efoodsdirect.com. You can also send people out if they call, an audio CD or a brochure. Give them that number again, Steve.
It's 800-409-5633. And that will get through to people that will send out packets for those that aren't on the computers. Those of you on the computers can get all the information you need right there.
And I would just put this out for the listeners. I really do believe in having firearms to protect yourself and knowing how to use them. I do believe in precious metals. I do believe in storable foods. I do believe in water filters. And in your little two-month boogie pack, I know the one you sent me that we keep here at the office, and I have more than 3 years' supply of food for my whole family now and several purchases I've done, and I've also bought food for family. And again, I shopped around. That's how I found the J. Michael Stevens Group years ago. I did my own research. And I'd ordered from some other places that had MSG in it or other things, and I was like, oh, God, I didn't know what I was doing. You don't have that with the J. Michael Stevens Group and eFoodsDirect.com. It's insurance. It's insurance that you know you'll use because it's high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated food. It's huge amounts of food per can, per container, so it stores in very small areas. More than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in non-climate-controlled, if you're like me and have it in the garage and attic. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, you need to call. You need to get involved. Now, what's that package I got from you that has the little cook stove and the water filters, too? I mean, that's really inexpensive and high quality.
Well, what that is that's the accessory pack that goes with the two-month grab-and-go kit. Any of the folks that order three of those get one of those free, but it's got the stove. You see, with the grab-and-go, all you have to do is add water and heat, and that little accessory kit that we sent you is what you have to add the water and the heat, no problem.
And again, everybody. I mean, I literally have grab-and-goes at my house. I have them here at the office because I've got a 45 sitting right here, too. Because I'm not going to be caught flat-footed. At least I'm going to try to be prepared. The government stockpiled food. They've got underground bunkers. They believe they need it. Why haven't they told the people to do it? Well, now they are. They're saying have a week of food and water. That's just so they can claim they warned you later. Ladies and gentlemen, you will never stand on the bread line if you have your own bread. Don't end up like New Orleans and other places. With all the craziness happening, you need to go to foodsdirect.com, or call the toll-free number, and you will talk to an American. You will talk to somebody at their company. We'll talk to somebody in India. Give them that number again, Steve.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
And if people order now, you're shipping out in like a week, aren't you?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you.
Take care, Alex.
You bet. eFoodsDirect.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.